Lives Really Lived, written by Z. Charnow in the 1970s. The most difficult task of the reader will be to believe that this describes lives really lived. This is the record of their real experiences. By experiences, I do not refer to physical events alone, but to the thought, feelings, and imaginings, if you would forbear. I start midstream. Two people adventured in the direction of nearness, approximate intimacy at and beyond human experience as recorded or preserved by legend or myth. No one lives without that set of assumptions about the nature of the world outside of his experience. Living causes a constant revision of those assumptions, but what one attempts in the process of living is determined by the assumptions he then holds. His plans and purposes are rooted in his assumptions. As he executes his plans and purposes, he more or less strives to confirm the assumptions upon which his plans and purposes were based. Our assumptions were particularly unusual. It became our practice to hold each assumption very consciously and discard it readily at the first hint of inconsistency with the evidence of our skills at observing our experience. Life was assumed to be continuous in the sense that consciousness and identity was conserved, if not the form through which it is experienced in life in this body. Conservation of energy was assumed to hold as a principle in every realm. Thought involves the motion of energy. The force of thought was without the possibility of not effecting something, sometime, some place, if it was thought. No form, motion, pattern, force, or energy was to be ignored or unacknowledged. No boundary of human conduct was to be observed without conscious awareness of its consequences. Law, religious observance, moral, ethic, convention, manner, standard was not accepted without pondering the exact consequences in that which it fostered in human exchange. The living process was assumed to be the exchange of energy by and between the living. Man was not yet a completed creation, but was being created. To be more alive is to yield to the forces attempting our furtherance as an object of creation. To be more alive means to exchange by and between the living more abundantly, and to implement that evolved form which would best contribute to the enlarged exchange. The issue of life and creation is for one part of the universe to acknowledge in its nature and motion the nature and motion of the balance of the universe, and cause the harmony to expand. More of the implications of this rudimentary view, or these rudimentary views, will unfold from the content of the experiences themselves.